son. So,
Let's put some bars in here.
Go on. It's
you ready? Is it actually?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, man.
Wait, it sounds barely different.
Right. Oh, I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That is mad. Oh my god. Are all four of them connected?
Yeah. No, three.
Three. That's
we
crazy.
We just tell them how much we want. That's what I was like. Can you set up a third one?
That's mad. So is this...
But it's up to six people here.
Is this how I would sound?
Yeah.
Like if I was to actually like record something?
Yeah.
That's bare shit. That is... Oh my... That's crazy.
That's why I don't put them on.
That's how
like,
only
they kind of put me off. Like, so now he's the only one that hears. Hello?
I'm alright. My nigga Mare's in the building. Everyone give it up for Mary. Just entered the building. Yeah. Come on. She forgot her phone in the car or something. She just finished 20 nuggets and chips by herself, you know. But yeah, big up Mary.
I think you have to sit on this one.
Why?
This is the one connected.
Is this one not Mary? Oh, is that the third one over there?
Yeah.
Oh, this whole time they got me sitting on the wrong mic, guys. But big up Natalia and Mary in the building.
That's a good radio show, bro.
Yeah, welcome to New Gen Podcast. So. I didn't big myself up. Got to say my name as well. Yeah, so just waiting on Mary. You know, she always takes long. Her car wasn't warm. There you go. Headphones, yeah, these are for you.
Did they stretch or do you want me to move?
No, yeah, they can't. Expandables. Licky, Shambhala, man. She's a neat for that.
Huh?
She's a neat for that.
How am I neat?
Because you are. Alright.
Okay. You know Henno spoke in the first episode we ever did?
No.
We called him.
I was on the phone.
And now the first episode
of the year.
And you're finally on, 21 episodes later.
Yeah. They didn't want to invite me, but finally made it, guys. Finally made it.
We've been telling you. Oh, there's another one.
Oh, yeah, I'll wear them.
I'm sure you can connect. They're supposed to connect it.
No, it's not.
He asked me if I wanted anyone. I said no. Because I didn't see. And I just saw the one.
How long are your episodes?
Depends how long you have left to record. So it's meant to be an hour and a half.
No, how long do you lot thing it for? Like
as much thing as I get.
Oh, for as long as you can.
Yeah.
Okay. So today's gonna be a short episode because Mary took long to
us. No, we recorded for an hour.
We was actually.
So it's gonna be a bit. It's gonna be a bit longer than usual.
Okay.
Exactly. The other ones are usually like
an hour, but we decided that this year we're gonna try a bit to do them every two weeks, but longer episodes, and then see how that works.
Okay.
How long? Sitting so far away from me. Yeah.
Do you wanna okay. There's no corner seats in there.
Okay. That's better. Now you can actually hear me. Alright, and I'll start then.
Yeah, no, I don't know how to do that.
You said, just literally start. Crop it and shit like that.
It's meant to be like a normal conversation.
Yeah. Forget the
words
though.
Literally, like, it's just a combo. Now, where's my phone again? Okay.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I was chatting to one of my boys the other day, innit? And then I clocked you, like, because it's the new year, innit? I was like, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I'm starting to realise, yeah, I'm not enjoying uni at all. I am not enjoying uni at all. Like, I like what I do, yeah.
You're literally just continuing what I started last episode. Don't mind. Go ahead.
Shit is real.
Yeah, like, I like what I study, innit? Like, psychology and whatnot. It's calm, it's fun, it's interesting. But I don't like... what I'm doing, like all these essays, it's bare long. And then I deeped, yeah. like the world that we're in now, yeah. It's just like there's so much more than what it used to be. So it's like if you're doing okay, I graduate, I get my degree and I'm doing something with psychology, and then I have a friend that's like a rapper or influencer and stuff, and they're just there living their best life. Doesn't matter if I chose psychology because I enjoy it and it's something I want to do, yeah. I'm just gonna be looking at my life and be thinking, right, this, I'm working here 9 to 5, and then my boy's over there flying out, doing this, living his best life, and he's no education.
Yeah, but
it depends different. What you want to do, yeah. Though, because if, like you said, if you enjoy it, first of all, uni is a means to an end, because we're not in uni to stay in uni. Like, we're there to leave and eventually go on to whatever we're trying to get onto. So it just depends, because if you already look at the 9 to 5 life and think like, oh. But then again, I feel like it's a bit, not underrated, but people love to talk about like 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, and it's like the entrepreneurial lifestyle ain't for everyone.
100%.
And more time, like, it's not like you can't enjoy your life doing a 9 to 5. Like, there are industries that people actually enjoy doing what they're doing. So it's just like, it depends what you want. Because if you want to live that like lifestyle and rapper and influencer and this and that, then cool, the 9 to 5 ain't going to be working for you, because that's not what you want to get into. So it just kind of depends.
But I feel that as the world is evolving and whatnot, yeah.
Oh shit, sorry.
a 9 to 5 is not looking like...
What do you want to do?
No, it's not even me, just in general. It's like a 9 to 5, yeah. It's not that it's not appealing. Because like a lot of people, no, but that's the thing. A lot of people say, oh, 9 to 5 this, that, what Natalia was just saying, and 9 to 5 this, 9. But that is actually calm. It's just, you know, with one thing will be said on social media and then everyone will be put off kind of. But there's nothing wrong with a 9 to 5. If that, like she said, if that's what you want to do as well and you enjoy what you're doing,
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it.
If it's something you want to do, then yes.
Obviously. Yeah, because it's not bad, innit? But what I'm saying is a 9 to 5.
In that situation like where they found.
You know, it's not looking like it's like the times are changing now, innit? And it just doesn't look like something that's not sustain your life.
I think
but it's like
enjoy more. Like nowadays, we see people more kind of enjoying the fruits of their labor, and that's it. Like with 9 to 5, you don't really get the freedom you would have if you're kind of made money for yourself, or if you're working for, I don't know. Let's say like the influencer lifestyle. You can kind of get up when you want, go wherever you want.
But they must work as well, though.
Yeah, of course.
Like people think raw. Like
it's
even rappers and all the, they still must work as well. But with them, that's actually, well, I don't know, not all of them. With them, that's something that they enjoy. Like they have a passion for it. But please tell me no, you can't say unless it's something like you genuinely like this is what you want to do. No one really enjoys waking up at night. I know I don't like doing what I'm doing. I literally go there for money. I'm not going there for anything else. I'm not going there because,
yeah, but
oh my God, I love...
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, right now, that's just what you're
of
doing.
Of course, but I don't want to be doing 9 to 5 the rest of my life. I'm studying for money. I'm not doing it because...
That's what I'm saying.
Studying is nice as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it's not like, raw, like, yeah.
Most people are studying just for the degree.
Yeah,
or just,
exactly.
Right.
It's not because, yeah, like, I actually love doing this. That's just something that you say to get through it.
And it's because, it's like, what I'm saying is, yeah, like, now people are seeing all the possibilities, like, everything. There's more to life than just school. Like, we grew up thinking, yeah, you got to go to school, you got to get your degree, then be this, be that, like something to do with education. But it's like now people are seeing there's more to life than like actually, there's more you can do with your life than actually just doing education.
And then working and then dying.
And yeah, so that's, it's not even like people are trying to find an easy way to make money or they just want to like live that lifestyle, but it's just now they're realizing, oh, I don't have to go down the school route. I can do this instead. I can do that. And it's like, it seems that those routes, yeah, have better outcomes in terms of like the life you live, the things you'll be able to, like everything you go to school so you can get a good job. Yeah. And then like everything that's coming out now that people are seeing is like, oh, okay, I do this. Then the end goal that I would have reached going through school, and then all the years of saving, I can do that in a much shorter time.
Doing something else.
Doing something, and it's less strenuous than all of this stuff that I'm doing, all the route that I'm taking to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
And I think people just need to, like, even people that just say, nah, I enjoy what I'm doing. I like going to school. Yeah, it's calm, but try something else as well. You know, have fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone, I can't remember if it was a review that I watched it. That woman that was a like billionaire or something, that doctor. Did I watch a review?
It's ringing bells.
Oh my god, what is it called? But it was like she was explaining how what she does. So she's a doctor, yeah? She went to school, she got her degree. I think she did a master's as well, whatever. But I think she's from America. America or Canada? But anyways, yeah, she's got her school debt.
Coronavirus. Yeah.
She's got...
My PSA. Oh. My PSA, thank you. So... I have to put it out there.
Okay, go on.
If I say something in this episode, don't think that next week I'm thinking the same thing. Because you can't hold me accountable. I can't be held accountable for what I've said before.
What do you mean?
Because you're promoting the fourth episode of this podcast. I'm not even going to listen again because I'll cringe.
Yeah, because so what did you say? I really can't remember what you said.
Whatever I have said, just in general, don't expect me to not grow.
You actually went and caught yourself. Do you know what that is?
I have to put that out there.
It's actually COVID telling you.
This is proof of shit I'm saying.
This is COVID telling you, yeah, what I'm here. he came and he showed you,
No, but I said if anyone's going to catch it, of course it would be me. Like, I'd be the person to catch it.
No, that's actually where it all started. Big ranting. It was literally that week as well.
Yeah. So yeah, anything just in general, not even just COVID, whatever I say, don't expect me to hold the same opinions the week after.
A week after, yeah.
Yeah.
So 7 days
changed your mind. Last night and it changed me.
Yeah, things changed. Oh, I've got a video.
I've got a video.
Wait, let me finish what I'm saying though. Yeah, so that American woman or Canadian woman.
Sorry, before I forget, my joke. I've got a joke. Hannah's is gonna like this. What's a penguin's favorite family member?
I don't know. What's a penguin's
Antarctica?
What? Oh, my things.
I'm free. Continue talking. I just had to get that out. I've been leaving that since yesterday. Laugh. I was burning to tell him to snap. I was like, no.
Oh, my dear.
What's the one that I died and I was with you that day when I heard it and I had to call him?
I think it was Iffy that told you.
No, I got... Yeah. And I had to snap you and I was dying for a good 10 minutes before I even got to actually get to the joke. And we were at the OT.
Yeah, but I can't remember the joke.
You were... I'll think about it.
I remember it was Iffy that told you.
Yeah. They held the gynecologist one. That was it. It's like, what does a blind gynecologist do? And it's read lips.
Oh my gosh. That's actually dumb. Only Iffy would come up with that. Only she would find that.
No, she knows to come to me because she knows I'm the one who actually enjoy it. Okay, sorry, carry on.
I didn't even understand it at first as well.
I just had to get that out.
No, where was I?
The doctor. What was she saying?
Yeah, she was... She's basically a millionaire. She went to school, all that shit. But, like, the way she's made majority of her money is not, like... Well, she has a private, like, clinic thing, I think she said. Mm. So, technically, she is using her degree.
Private is the way to go.
But it's entrepreneurship, and that's not something that you necessarily learn in school. Even though she's still making money off what she learned in school, like in terms of that, I don't know what I think she was a doctor or whatever. Yeah. But like
she's not sticking to that.
Yeah, the traditional route.
Like going like here, you'd go to NHS or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you make. Like that's how you would go uni. Like, go down the traditional route, but you can still end up in a, like, calm place.
But, yeah, but it's, like, even with school, there's, like, a lot of opportunities. Like my friend, my sister's friend, she just finished last year, I think. She's a radiographer, innit? So she does, like, x-rays and stuff, yeah? And so she started working for NHS when she came out of uni. And then, like, recently, one of her friends told her about this company where they, like, take in people out,
graduates.
Yeah, graduates. But if you've graduated within the last 3 years or something like that. Yeah, so they take you and it's just, so you work for them. Basically, it's a company. They give you a company car. You get to choose whatever car you want. Petrol's covered, insurance is covered, and it covers the whole of south of England. And then they will just tell you, oh, go there, and then you just drive there, scan, do whatever you need to do. If you need to stay overnight, they'll book you a hotel, everything. And like, when you go to uni, they don't tell you about these things. They just tell you, oh yeah, NHS this, NHS yes, that. Like, they want you.
They're actually trying to trap us. Like, they actually want us to be poor.
Because she was telling me, so this company came, of you course, know, like...
You're saying that like it's not common knowledge. This country thrives of people staying at the bottom. Why do you think they don't teach things about taxes and all that shit? Because you're not meant to know. Like, you're meant to struggle. Because the people at the top need the people at the bottom to stay at the bottom.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Standard.
The rich get rich.
They didn't want to see you go up.
Finish what you're saying in us.
Yeah, so the company, you know how like you get like different companies coming in to speak to you and that in school, what are they called? Workshops kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when they came in, the uni only allowed them like 5-10 minutes to speak. All the other like NHS related and stuff, they were speaking for time, like 30 minutes, an hour and stuff. But when they were only allowed to speak for like 5 or 10 minutes. That's what I'm saying. They don't want you to like know about all these other things. They just...
This is why uni is just not it, man. Oh my God. Because you actually told me I could actually get my economics degree at home.
I mean, that's what we're doing now. That's basically what we're doing. Yeah,
but I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Could have paid like a nice little 1,000, 3,000, done an online course. Got that digital certificate.
I don't know how long I can do this for, man. Like, this online thing is killing me.
It's long, and last year, I was about to say first year, you know. Last year, it's just... Yeah, God help us, man. Don't know which exams they're going to make us sit.
I forgot to check my timetable this week. I haven't been to anything.
See what I'm saying?
I actually forgot.
It's just no point, like... And there's no, like, following up with you as well. Like, yeah. They just don't care. Well, some lecturers that do that, but they do that, like, by themselves. It's not because unis are like... Yeah, exactly.
Nah, none of mine have. Even my tutor hasn't messaged me.
I don't know who my tutor is.
Oh, no, mine hasn't. I'm just saying that there are some people, some nice people out there that might do that. But, yeah, it's a scam.
I think, but, like, for your sister's friend then, though, she's using her degree. She's just kind of thinking more outside the box because there is more opportunity out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's what I was picking up.
Same with the doctor. Like, she's using her education. She just didn't stick. She found a way to grow.
Give me an apprenticeship.
Yeah, no, that's what I was picking off Mary's point, innit? Like, because you can still do this educational thing. And
exactly.
Go. Well, you're doing the educational
The only negative, yeah, I would say about apprenticeships is that it will take you longer to get to the same pay grade as somebody that has a degree, and it's a piss take because you'll probably be more skilled than someone that has a degree.
You'll definitely be more skilled.
So that's probably one of the only reasons why I picked uni, man.
But I mean, now, do you know what it is now? Yeah, it's not even about what you know; it's about who you know.
Yeah.
It's literally about who you know. because you can literally know nothing about what you're doing if you know someone. That's right. You just need a foot in.
People at the stay at the
other
top,
day, the other day, let person. Me tell you, let me tell you, yeah. So, I met this person that, so you,
sorry.
Wow, you're actually,
just can you sit there? I'm getting my little
paper. Okay. And your jelly babies.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even like sweets.
What? Did you say she has sweets?
Yeah, she got sweets.
You're gonna sit down.
Put a foot.
Oh my God. Why are you walking so far?
Because I was laying down.
Okay.
But, okay, never mind.
Why is your thing far?
What the
Who edits these?
Natalia.
Hard.
Yeah, I can't read. Oh.
I need to know exactly what I've said to go and do. That's what I pick creative control. You were saying?
What was I going to say? What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
You met someone.
Yeah. Well, virtually. So he didn't, after, I don't know if he had A-levels or, no, I'm pretty sure, yeah, so he did his A-levels, he didn't go to uni, and guess what the first job this guy got? Guess where? I'm going to tell you which sector is finance, yeah. So guess where he got a job?
City.
Hmm?
City.
City what?
City. City Bank.
No.
No.
JP Morgan.
Yeah.
Say where.
This guy got JP Morgan. Do you know that's like one of the
top? You didn't go uni, you said?
No,
you just did
uni.
Apprenticeship?
Yeah.
As an apprentice?
Morgan. Yeah.
That's a thing.
The hell?
They get my opinion. But you know someone?
I was like, listen, I'm trying to do the same job you're doing, yeah? So can you like... He was like, yeah, sure. But he was like, but I'm not going to lie, yeah. Like, the people that work there, it's not, like, how they make it seem. Like, yeah, you get paid good money, but it's literally, like, old people. Like, people in their 50s, 60s.
And it's all men.
Yeah,
it's
men.
No play.
There's women. Like, what was I saying? Yeah, so he was saying that there's just a lot of old people, and they're just there, like, all the time. They work, like, literally 70-hour weeks. Can you imagine? Yeah. 70 hours.
Probably divorced.
But they got
men or
money.
Something.
They got money, though. Like, they got nice houses,
but you
nice
have to
cars,
pick, like,
nice everything. But this is what I'm saying.
Well, you have all this money, and where are you spending it? Because you're depressed and doing 70 hours a week.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's why this is what you're. This is when I think of 9 to 5. That's what I think of, because that's the sector that I want to go into. So I don't want to do 60, 70 hours. Yeah, maybe I'll do that for like 5 years. I'm not gonna do it longer than that.
And
can't do it longer than that.
We like
can't be flipping like talking to my colleagues, yeah, while we're doing work about, oh my god, look at my kids, like, look at my house, but I don't even enjoy
it. You just
it.
Have the picture of your kids on your desk.
Yeah, exactly, and that's it. You don't even see them. No way. I don't want to be like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because we get too caught up on money sometimes, innit?
Yeah, we do.
Yesterday I was on TikTok, innit? I'm becoming a TikTok addict. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
can't
my
lie,
God.
The one that you said.
I'm becoming
you're
an addict.
You're
but nah, so I was on TikTok yesterday, and then there was this guy. Obviously, you know, it's on For You page, innit? Mm. And then someone said, you know how they replied to comments and stuff. So someone was like, "Oh, I'm 18. I have 1K. How do I invest it in it?" And then the guy was like, "The way you invest that 1K is book a flight to this place, go have fun, do this, do that." Like he said, "You're only 18." And like you're here stressing.
Stress. Because why would
no? But
you
that's what I'm sometimes
you're
no.
gonna live in stress. Like
yeah, I'm saying sometimes you get too caught up in with money. Life. Like you're only 18, and like you're just thinking, well, okay. Sometimes you know, just have a little fun. Like you're still young. If you're stressing from now, and then you're telling me people are in their 50s doing 70 hours. So you stressed when you were 18. Now you're in uni. Now you're in your 50s and you're still stressing.
But I know that I don't want to be like that. I'm saying I'm going in there because the pay is high for a bit. But not to say that for the 5 years that I'm there, I'm not going to do anything else with my time.
But you work 70 hours a week, babes.
Calm down. Not me. Maybe they can do that. The fit. Yeah, but like they're like the at the top, like CEOs or like partners or some shit like that.
They're the ones with the better pay.
Yeah, they're the ones with the better pay, but that's why they've got much more responsibilities than somebody. Like, but you would still get a good pay, even entry level. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's investment banking, yeah? Like, starting ones, you can get like 80K. That's it. Just fresh up. Something like that. But you have to get, it depends which like part you're in. But even like if you're at the bottom, like if you've got a degree, like minimum, you're getting 40 at least.
Yeah, starting, it's not bad.
Exactly. So it's not that bad. If you get that 40K, you go and do something with it.
Yes,
while you're working, then you're good.
Whilst you do that, when I'm TikTok famous and I'm earning that on a normal thing, I'm not stressing like you.
But I won't be stressing though, because I'll know what it's for.
No, but do you get what I'm saying though? It's like, so imagine now I'm famous, like influencer or whatever, and then you're doing that. you see my lifestyle, like we're close friends, we're still, you know, where you see what I'm doing, yeah, and you're doing that, like, you're gonna be looking like, damn.
That's not my thing, though. I can't. I'm not on TikTok like that, so I can't look at you and be like, raw, because that's not part of my. That's not part of my skill set. That's like, do you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't. Yeah, cool. You look at other people and you're like, oh my god, like look at what they're doing, and they're like this age and they've got this.
But it's the ones who've been on the same path that you're kind of going on, and then they've grown from that. It makes more sense to
exactly. But I could never like look at a rap and be like, raw, like why didn't I go into?
Yeah, because you know that's not skill. Like, yeah, but it's true. Yeah, but then you look and you know that there's something maybe within that music sector, or there's something within some like you could have done that would get you to that.
Yeah. There's always something that for someone. I can, if I could, that I could do.
Yeah, but you don't know because you never explored it. You've never put yourself out there. You've always been on this thing, like on the school. Like, it's, don't get me, school thing is good. Like, I'm happy I went to uni, because if I didn't go uni, I don't know what, like, now second year, like, I'm starting to get ideas of, like, what I want to do and stuff like that. So I think now I'd have been calm. But throughout the whole of first year, I wouldn't know what to do. I would have been stressing. Like, I would just be wasting my time doing nothing. So I'm happy I went uni. But it's like now, thinking about it, it's more of a thing where I went and it's bought me time.
Yeah, I think that's what it is for
most people. It's like just giving me time whilst doing something with my life to know what I want to do. And I'm happy with
it. That's a job, though. That's what I'm saying. That's like what a job would be.
It's an investment. It's
part of the thing. That's like what a job would be to me after I graduate.
I don't know, man.
It's a pastime and it's flipping paying me. It's paying me.
And it's 3 years and we're on our second, basically.
Closer to the end.
3 months. Yeah. We're closer to the end than we are to the beginning, really and truly. And
we just need Boris to address us, bro.
You know what I'm saying? The only time they want to mention us is when cases are going up.
For real.
In it. Universities are doing this. What the hell?
How are they like putting gates around that 1 o'clock? Did you see in Manchester?
They took
in
Manchester, it off.
Yeah,
they
took it off. My friend was there. She
they had to.
They went to the protest and my friend went to the protest.
Gone past that. Cage around. Are you mad? But yeah, I think it's an investment, and then, like you said, like you've kind of.
I like these ones.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll take the green one.
You like the green one?
I don't know.
The orange one's the best one.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, like, buys you time to like know what you're doing, and then you come out of it with something.
Yeah.
It's not, you didn't waste your time. Like, I get what you're saying.
Anything that pisses me off, that we have to pay.
Yeah.
Like, and especially now.
I have friends, yeah, that I came out sixth form with. During sixth form, everyone's saying, yeah, I'm going to do this, do that. Come on, you sixth form. Out of all my friends, I'm one of, like, the only two or three people that went uni. And then all of them are, like, just working. But they've been doing that since first year. And now it's second year. And I'm going to my first, and there's... What have you invested? Like, cool, it's work, get your money up, innit? But then the money you put, invest that into something. Like,
not even,
do something.
Not even that. You can't be... If you're going to... say, all right, you're gonna work after A levels. Don't be working no shitty job that anyone can get. Make sure you're getting a. That's what I would say.
It's,
if you're gonna leave,
to be compliant like that, because uni forces you. Okay, where am I next? Once you leave, yeah, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna work, and then I'm gonna try to figure out at the same time. Let's say like these people working, yeah, who didn't go uni and they're working instead. It's harder for them. It's easier for them to kind of stay where they are. They're not forced to go anywhere. Because
I'm talking about from. Yeah. Okay. Cool. From time that you've left A levels and you're like, yeah, uni's not for me, but can't be doing a little part time some shitty job. Like,
it depends on what you want to do. Though, that's the thing. See what I'm saying? When I mean invest, yeah, I don't mean go invest in Bitcoin or Apple. That's not what I mean. I mean invest your money in something you want to do. So like, I did the thing. I did sports science, innit. So by the time I've come out, everyone's saying, oh, I want to do personal training. I want to do this. I want to do that. All right, cool. So you come out of uni, you get a job. And then when I mean a job, just get a part-time job. Anything, full-time, part-time.
That orange one was nasty. What the hell?
Like, get any job, yeah? You've worked first year, come. I remember in sixth form, you were saying you want to do this. You want to do personal training. Find a...
That's what I'm saying.
Put your money... Yeah, but obviously you need money because they're quite expensive, isn't it? Like, So you need to work.
What do you mean?
The courses are quite expensive. So that's what I'm saying. So it depends. So if you want to do something else, second year is now third year. That's what I'm saying. So I'm happy I went to uni.
Cause it's easier to be compliant. Like uni forces you to have to think, okay, where am I going next? Especially for people who've like left home.
Especially when you're paying 9K. Especially and rent, and you don't even live in the house.
You're just a mug. With a degree, like, yeah, it's like, it's a hard, like, you just have to find your like foot in, because the moment you're now going into like doing a part-time job until you find a graduate job, like, you can't just stay there. Like, it forces God you to forbid. Have to.
Hey, listen, I used to work with someone like that. If you see me do my part,
she had an economics degree, left fresh out of uni, and she's been working there for 4 years. And it's like, bro, like, what? She was working there for 4 years, and it's like, okay, like, and then she left because she's like, no, like, if I don't leave here, I'm not going to go look into my degree. So she had to leave, and she said that, like, yeah, it's cool, it's scary because you're going to be unemployed, but she's doing it because she knows it's going to force herself to actually use her degree for something.
Hear this, yeah? You used to work in...
Pardon?
She used to work in retail, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But take that. Take.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I remember.
So where I used to work before, yeah, there used to be this this woman, actually a big woman. She had a kid, yeah. She was like, yeah, I started working when I was your age, yeah. Fucking hell. This woman, she was like, yeah, I started when I was your age, and she was like, yeah, I've been working here for 10 years now. Oh my god, bruv. When, cause she told me she was at school, innit? So I thought, oh, maybe she was like, she had a kid and when she was young, so then she's just doing it now, so she can't be that old.
Mm.
This woman told me she'd been working here for 10 years. I got shook. I was like, please God, don't ever let this be me. 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
This was just her part-time job, and then she was gonna cut out, like, and she's been there for 10 years. Do you know how I got shook, bro? I didn't know if I wanted to continue the conversation after that, bro.
No, nah, working in retail gets you, like, you just see people. Even people your own age, not even like a couple years older than you. Because I was in year 11 when I started working, yeah? Yeah, 10, year 11. And then I'm seeing people that are like, should be in uni. And they're like, oh yeah, I've been working here. I didn't go to uni. I took a gap year, then decided
that's
I didn't want to go.
That's why I didn't decide I want to go.
And then now I'm going to uni and the same people are still working there.
Still there, yeah. Like, it's so easy to come compliant. And then especially in your 20s.
Next thing you know,
you've got family and you're still there.
Yeah.
And now you're forced to stay there.
Because now you've got to provide.
You've got people to provide for.
God forbid
it's
not.
It's a peak cycle.
If you ever see me, still, nah. Just actually quit for me. Quit for me.
Write my letter of resignation and email it to my manager.
What the hell? Like, yeah. Unless I'm doing something else, then that's just extra money. But if I'm just doing that, yeah, quit for me still.
That's another thing though. Like, the people around you proper kind of, they either push or they keep you like where you are.
Yeah. See, that's why, like, everything I've been thinking now is because of, like, I changed the people around me, innit? So then it just changed my thinking. I was thinking, right, there's more to this than what I've been doing, innit? Like, there's other options, there's other routes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to explore them, baby, and get this money.
Literally, man. As much as you want to say it's not about money, it's about the money.
It's 100, like, that's...
It's definitely about the money. Someone added.
Is that the 12?
Yeah. What the hell?
No, I didn't see it. Because you told me you was going to get
it. Oh, yeah, I got it. 12 nice. Pro. Nice. I was contemplating, I was like, yeah.
I'm trying to get the max.
Might as well go all out.
I'm trying to get the max. That's all out. Big boy spending.
I don't like the big ones, though.
Is this the same size? The same size as this one, isn't it?
I think it's even smaller, you know?
Damn.
Yeah, it's smaller.
Yeah, I need a Pro Max.
Is that the big one?
No, this is XR.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's that yellow one. You always like to be different, man.
The
colours for the Max, I don't think it's that mad.
For the what?
For the Max, for the 12.
Oh, they're the same colour. There's like charcoal or something and the midnight navy.
Yeah, it's not that nice.
The gold one's nice.
I saw it. Gold?
Yeah, it's nice. He's got the same one as you, innit?
I don't even know how I feel about that ever.
It's like Natalia's-ish. Well, it's just obviously, it's like clearer.
Hers is nice. But I don't think it would look right on this. Because you know the thing, this thing here, it's like, it's different.
It's like the iPhone 4.
No, I mean the actual.
It's like the iPhone 4.
No, bro, I'm talking about this, like it's shiny.
Oh.
The other ones are like, I don't know what.
The other ones don't have that though. The other ones are curvy.
I'm talking about 12 and then 12 Pro. Oh. They're different.
So make it clear then.
That's what I was trying to say, but I don't know what to call it. Bloody hell, mate. Show us your video, Natalia. You were shouting about it before.
Yeah.
Are you looking for it?
I don't like them.
give me. Surprise me in any color. Natalia, what did you study?
She does every degree.
International politics, economics, and law.
All three of them in one.
Yeah.
Is it three separate?
People
ask me, are you doing 3 degrees? I'm like, I don't know. I will get a certificate at the end that says international politics, economics, and law.
Because I know someone, yeah, she does international relationships and law, and she says she does 2 degrees.
Yeah, that's a joint honours.
Okay, so it was your trip.
I don't know. Oh. I genuinely don't know because all the way I just kind of roughly touch into all three of them and get a taste of all three of them.
I don't know if I would prefer that, you know. Instead of going, because you don't go into depth as much as I do. Should I do ASMR?
Go on. No, not a chewing one. Not a chewing one. No.
Nah, that's with me though. I did sports science, yeah. And with that, you do physiology, psychology, and biomechanics.
Mm. And, your modules.
Done that first year. Found out I don't like biomechanics. It's all maths. Hated it. I hated it. I don't know how. If it wasn't for coronavirus, I wouldn't have passed first year. Mm. If my exams weren't online, I would have definitely failed because I did not do anything. And second year, I just changed my degree to sports psychology instead.
Is it? I should have done that, you know.
Yeah. But like, so basically in first year, everyone and anyone that's doing sports does the same modules. So when I went into second year, I've done the same thing as people doing sports psychology. So I can just transfer without doing first year. I just stay in second year.
Okay.
That's the same thing. I consider BS and BA.
Yeah, I have that for law. I could have gone straight into if I wanted to do just law, I could have done that. Or politics and law and fuck off the econ.
Without having to do first.
Yeah, which is killing me slowly and continues to kill me.
So right, guys, just think about it. We only have to do this one more time. Bro, we just have to do it one more time.
I finished second year in April.
I finished in May.
Exactly.
We just, you know.
That's exactly. What, 3 months?
And then we're in third fucking year.
And third year is just your dissertation, isn't it?
Third year is just dissertation. 13,000 words.
So are we not learning anymore?
No, we do learn.
So why do people say it like we're not going to do dissertation, another 4 modules?
I'm not going to lie to you, but the people I knew that were in third year, they did a dissertation the week before it was due. I'm not going to lie.
So that can't be me.
13, but I mean, I've done 2,000 words in 1 night.
Some people are doing it in the like week before.
13, I couldn't do that in a week. That's light work. I've literally got
your dissertation.
So you're doing two per night. Yeah.
I got to do 4,000 in this week, and I haven't started.
I did 4,000 this week. I think.
I did.
I've never done any assignments.
Yeah, I did 4,000 this week.
Assignments.
Oh, I got three. Got one.
I've never
two next
had
week,
since
one.
I started uni.
Yeah. So exams only.
Yeah.
All online.
Yeah.
You're so lucky. Light
no,
work.
The first actually.
That's light work.
No, but first year we had some in thing in it because it wasn't COVID the whole year.
But first year don't count anyway, isn't it? So.
They should count it. I'd rather count first year than this year, bruv.
Flipping I should have chose all exam modules. That's what I should have done.
No, you don't. Because you'll be like, oh yeah, I've got time. I've got 10 weeks. And then you when wait till the 10th week.
It's Corona.
Fuck revision.
Mine are MCQs.
Huh?
Mine are MCQs. Well, that's what I did like last year.
Mine?
You just tick a box. Copy and paste the question on Google. I had my sister sit next to me. And then, because my phone...
You're a joke, man.
My phone and my
laptop... So, your sister helps you cheat?
Yeah, my phone and my laptop... My phone and my laptops cheating. Are connected, innit? Because both Apple.
No, but what he said. He said he got his sister to sit down my with
sister
him.
We all want him to get the degree.
Yes. My sister sat next to me. I'll copy it on the laptop. And then obviously, because it's connected.
And she types the answer.
No, she just pastes it on my phone. So whilst I'm doing the next question, she will do the previous one. And then
you're taking the piss.
Listen, I had it on lock. Imagine one of my exams, yeah, I clocked, I had it 30 minutes before
I don't even know if you should put this in, you know.
I'll put it in.
30 minutes. Allegedly. 30 minutes before it ended. I clocked, I had the exam. I had to jump on that. Get both of my sisters this time.
Just
don't say my name in it, they won't know this, so they can't check.
No, they don't know what uni you're going to. They know your name, you just don't know what uni you're going to.
Or your surname, so
yeah, it's calm. Bare H's in the word.
Somewhere in the UK.
I don't want that. Take this away from me, bro.
Fucking hell, it's mine. Do you mind like showing it a bit of love?
Yeah, take it away
just
from me.
Just don't look at it then.
I can't, because I'm going to eat it, because it's near me.
Fucking hell.
No self-control.
No, I'm like that, you know. That's why I can't. Nah, at work, yeah. You know,
I want to eat something, but I don't
want. Do they give you food every time at work like that?
Yeah. They set up the table. They change it up, like, every day. Sometimes it'll be crisps, sometimes it'll be cake, and then they fill up the fridge with like hot food as well. And
so you don't have to take lunch to work.
Bro, no. That's how it used to be when the first place that I worked at. Oh my god.
And then the like, if you want to buy something, then it's obviously you can get the reduced stuff for like 29p.
Did they have people actually serve you as well? I remember we had
I
that.
I can shop whilst I'm working, bro. They let me, if I want to do my shopping, whilst I'm on my shift.
Okay, man said do your shopping.
Like, it's over there, it's completely different. And then
they give you too much trust. You think they do, you think
it's because they got bread like that.
Say less, so
shish.
Why are you
they want to get like a bonus.
So I get, yeah, I get the bonuses.
Oh, yeah,
no, move.
No, I'm cutting that
no,
out.
No, move.
I'm cutting that bit out. But yeah, after 3 months, and I've done 1 month already, same. And they've extended my contract, so
yeah, patterns. Just let them extend it again.
What you meant to do, and then
yeah.
That's so bad. I miss working though. Used to be my playground.
Oh my days!
You had too much fun then.
good old days. I used to have like free lunches.
Bro, it's again.
I'm gonna have what, to.
What? Do you want me to mention that one?
No. No one's in your work.
Yeah, she works.
So
we're just gonna
obviously I'm gonna
take have to out this whole thing. Nah,
where'd you work again? Bruh, tag team.
Anyways, yeah, that place is shit, bruv. Well, it's calm though, it's just for the money.
See the girl that got, she works in Tesco, and some guy spat at her yesterday.
Oh,
and she
yes.
was on Instagram crying.
Are you mad?
So you taking the piss? I would
sue suck your mum.
Why?
I don't know. He was just some weird guy.
Came she refused like, to serve him.
Yeah, because he came. He's like, dashed the fruit on the thing, on the till. And then he just started eating the fruit. And then she was like, you have to leave. She got security and stuff. And he was like, suck your mom, blah, blah, blah. Spat on her face twice. And then as he was leaving, she thumped him in his head.
In this COVID, you spit on someone's face.
But I mean, did you not see this other woman? She spat in this guy's face as well. Same thing. I think it was a cop. And then she's like, you're going to die now. When she spat, she's like, you're going to die now.
Judge.
You're going to die now after she spat. Judge. Are you mad?
People
you think
tapped.
Anyone can? I swear down, if that ever happened to me,
I'd lose my job.
Straight to court. Straight taking you to court, bruv. Not even a person, that the company.
How are you gonna take the company?
How are you allowing that to happen to me at work? I've called security. Why is security not doing?
Oh no, the
job?
Security came.
Yeah, and the person still spat on my
the
face.
The guy spat on the face before security came. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'll be
look at this girl, fam. You're quick.
Bro, I just want them to pay me for no reason.
I've tried that bare times at work. Like, I see something wet and I try to slip on that. But then I don't even know who to go to. Who do I go to after I've slipped?
You said I'm trying
Mom,
to slip.
So many people have done that.
Who do I actually go to? Because sometimes they mop the floors, yeah, when we're about to close in it. But they don't, the cleaners don't put the things on it. But who do I go to?
But it's on camera and then you just, I don't know.
Limp off.
Imagine we're watching the camera and seeing some idiot trying to laugh.
Yeah, but you have to do it so natural. Working in retail makes me not want to buy anything. Like, I do, whenever I go shopping, I'm so, what's the word?
cautious.
We need a Costco trip.
Yeah.
Cautious? Weary?
Yeah, weary, cautious. Because what the hell, like, when you see the way that they do stuff here, I'm like, oh my God. And people actually eat that. Like, I'm actually watching you eat that. Like, you don't know, they've dropped that shit on the floor.
I'm thinking, what's she talking about? He said three times, she's about clothes.
Yeah, I'm just saying that because, like, what category does it go
on? Yeah.
But yeah, even in retail, like, the thing, like, it's literally, yeah, like what she just said, there's mouses and all that shit. Because the thing, you know where they get their deliveries and shit? Because it's connected to outside, the thing will be open and that. Yeah. So it's not like because it's dirty, it's just that because it's of where it is, it's like,
and
like, yeah.
England is just full of mouses. It's disgusting.
Like, imagine.
Now, some customers, though, they just tapped in head. One time, customer came. And he tried on boxes.
Bye.
Oh my days, you just reminded me,
He tried on boxes. What the hell?
Someone came in and oh my days, this was my first job as well. Why am I hearing stories about shit that's going down in the changing room? Somebody shit in the changing room.
Someone pissed an arm on.
Someone shit. No, pissing, yeah, they do that like once a week. Somebody came and sat down and shit. They took a shit in. Why would you do that? There's actually toilets.
Oh my.
There's toilets. Why don't you just go to the toilet? Like, do you know how tapped you have to be as well? Like, you actually happily, like, people know which, like, it's not like it's a massive changing room as well. There's about three or four.
And if especially quiet, people know who's gone in with each other. So when they come out, they see you. They could catch you on the CCTV. Ah, that is foul. People got no decorum.
Bruv, as in, how can you actually... No, you're not deep in it. Somebody came and bust a shit and went home.
If you're busting shits and changing rooms, you fear nothing. You actually fear nothing.
Might as well take the vaccine.
What the hell?
Yeah, what? Were you lot saying vaccine?
No.
You're going to have to take it eventually, bruv. If you want to leave the country, we can treat you like...
It's all right. I won't leave then.
You? Not leave the country. Next all right then.
I'll just get someone to.
It's calm. You know, I'm gonna be TikTok famous soon. I'm gonna buy a private jet.
Say less. Do they even check them? They do check though.
Private jet. I've like basically got a car that just drives you to your plane, and then you do all your checks on the plane, so that when you're getting on, there will be someone that will check your passports. I'm not sure if they check your luggage and stuff, but there's someone when you get to the plane though, not like at the thing. When you get there, someone does your checks for you.
UK finally shuts all travel corridors from every country.
They closed off Dubai.
We cannot fly.
As in half an hour ago. And Jordan and Kevin are trying to go to Colombia on Sunday.
But
no, that's not happening.
They closed Dubai. I was meant to go on Saturday.
Last Saturday? You want to go again?
I was meant to, yeah.
Are you actually silly?
Yeah. Free ticket.
Oh, okay. What to say, bro? What the hell?
Uh-huh.
You're gonna spend all of that again?
Oh, isn't it?
No way. Please. When I have enough money for that, I'll go do that.
I'll come with you in it because it's amazing.
Yeah, you can show me around.
Yeah, graduate trip.
Let's do that.
That's what I said. Bro! Somebody told me that. That's too long.
Are you
what,
sick?
Dubai?
We were talking about it. We were like, cool. Like, we're going.
Yeah, but so then it was you.
And he's like, right, are you crazy? Hello, we had this conversation. We said,
where are you going?
Trip to Dubai.
Okay, yeah, let's go. What's that, 2022? Is that 22?
It's next 21.
Year. Oh, is it 21? We're graduating next year, isn't it? 21. Oh, man, yeah, it's. Wait, it's 22. Summer.
It's
22.
It's 22.
Exactly. Don't.
It's 21 now. Yeah, exactly. 22.
So I was right then.
Who are you arguing with?
You know, listen, we're actually 2021.
Dumb. Yeah.
Mad. This still feels like
say no more, bro. Dubai 22.
Until we're out of lockdown, it's going to be 22.
Yeah, but so when is this happening? Because I'm pretty sure that I'm going somewhere else as well.
Yeah, it's calm. We finish uni in April,
you,
May, innit?
Have time.
And why are you rushing? Once you finish uni, you don't have to wait for summer holidays no more.
No, but I usually go in the summer though.
Yeah, so we finish uni like April or something. Then you got May, summer. June, and then you fly out July.
You for your my family. Birthday then.
Yeah, sure.
I've always wanted to be abroad for my birthday.
I only flew out once for my birthday.
I want to check that off. You went to Morocco, innit?
No, that was for my sister. My sister's 18th. I went Malaga.
That was so nice.
Yeah, Morocco was amazing. I'm going to be a traveller. That's what I need to be.
You went to Malaga? You've been to Malaga?
Yeah, I went before you. It's so, I went for my birthday. I love it. It's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's even warm, isn't it? Even dumb times.
Yeah, I went November times. It was warm. We had a pool and that.
You could actually go out. And everybody here was flipping cold as hell. When did you go? New Year.
Oh, shit, man.
New Year. It was like literally a couple days after Christmas and we went.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Good old days when we can actually go places.
So but my sister's birthday, so my sister, two of them, they had a good birthday. It was only me
that suffered.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, even me though.
I didn't do anything for my birthday. Like first year of uni that year, I didn't do anything for my birthday.
That's when we turned 18.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I don't like doing stuff for my birthday. Only reason I used to do stuff. It's because everyone's like, oh yeah, we got.
It's not even like do stuff, like I just wanted to be outside of London, like do something.
Used
else.
To, we turned 18 and yeah, 13.
Yeah.
And I, you said first year, and I said, do we turn 18 first year? You said, yeah, we turn 18 and we are 13.
Shut up,
useless, man.
Why? I just clocked it. Because all the years I've just meshed into one. Like we just been at home for so long. I don't know.
Yes, yeah, I wanted to go clubbing, but 19. I'm one of the oldest.
Oh, yes, I'm actually turning 20.
You're young. Oh my God, I feel so old. When's your birthday, Natalia?
You should know.
She's younger than me. Can you imagine?
You guys are babies. Mad.
Calm down, like you literally just.
Like I'm turning 21 this year. Relax. I'm 21 this year.
What happened when we were with him in thingy?
When
was that? I don't even remember.
What's that? Oh, when we tried to go Chinese and then we ended up going spoons. <Yeah.
laughs> Somebody didn't want to check.
I was fucking ham and cheese fucking penny.
You didn't get cheese.
Oh, I had my pizza.
You didn't get cheese with it. You just got ham.
No, it was cheese and tomato.
Oh, that's it.
And you had ham. I'm like, where did you get ham?
I got ham and
from?
Cheese.
What did you say? Sure, you got cheese and tomato. What else did you want to come in it? Like,
bro, no, I got ham and cheese in mine.
I didn't see there was a ham and cheese option.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even see ham and cheese there.
Sorry, mate.
That was one day before lockdown. That's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was. That's why I didn't have anything in there. Everything was sold out.
Yeah, it was.
It was one, literally a day before.
So it was like the start of November.
I didn't eat none of that shit anyways.
Yeah. See, this thing though, like this all, it doesn't affect me one bit. Because if I want to go out, I still go out. I still see the people I want to see in it. Oh, you got to cut this out before Boris listens. But what I'm saying, it hasn't actually, because I barely go out now. I hate
it's
going
not
out.
That deep though, because
I don't feel like I'm missing out. If things were open, I wouldn't be going to all these restaurants, doing all these things. Like, more time, I'd just be at home.
But it's uni times, anyways. Everyone's busy. No one's really going to be.
So it hasn't, like, affected me too tough, but I think for most people, yeah, it's not the fact that they used to go out a lot, it's just the fact that now they can't go out at all. I think now that's like the bit, it's like, you know, when something gets taken away,
yeah,
you just want it more.
You want the choice,
yeah. So, yeah, it's the fact that people don't have the choice anymore.
Like, literally, sometimes what we'll do, yeah, is that we'll just go for a drive just because they've been in the house with you. I'll just take them somewhere, literally. Because it's not good as well, though. Like,
it's
you need to
good.
Interact with other people as well.
Do you know what I told my mom I was going today? I said, I'm just going with Mary to do her shopping. She was like, for fuck's sake, Latoya, is it that deep? I'm like, I want to see my friends. And then before I left, she was like, don't bring anyone, please. I was like, movie night cancelled.
Because she knew. Bro, you're moving mad. Hot, second strain COVID. You wanted people to come to your house.
Bruv. At this point, I've had the thing, so...
Yeah, but not... You don't... Do they tell you which one it is, you know?
Nah.
They don't even know themselves. I'm giving blood on Friday, though.
I want to give blood as well, you know.
Make an appointment. and then try to see if you can go to this at the same time.
Which one are you going to though?
Stratford.
Yeah, I'm not coming to that one.
Trying to take it to the whole
I can change side. It though.
Stratford, I'm only going central. Where's the... I'll check in on, I get my check. But you know this COVID thing though, yeah? It's mad, yeah? Just before Christmas, innit? Like a week before Christmas. So basically my family had COVID, innit? Literally like a month ago or something. Yeah. Hear what? So there's five people in my house. So there's my mum, both my sisters, me and my brother, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, five people in the house. And all of us literally eat the same food. We're in the same room all day, sit on the same sofa. My sisters sleep together, yeah?
Yeah.
Only my mum and my sister had COVID. All of us tested negative.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. It's possible.
It was just me out of the three as well.
It's possible. I don't know how that works because they're talking about 2 meters.
They were there measuring my temperature.
That's mad. But did they check though?
Yeah, they checked.
Bro, I'm gonna listen to this one, yeah.
Bro, I'm every single out.
But nah, it's mad. You gotta make your money somehow, innit? Let's just get a whole night shift group.
No, but you can get paid though. You can get sick pay.
The company.
That's the contract that you have if you've been made. Because when you're on a temp, you're not getting sick pay.
Yeah, but
majority of these night shifts has started during Corona and they're all on temps.
Still.
Yeah.
But they would have hired March, no?
They started like summer. They started end of August, start of September.
But you know 3 months in there permanent?
I don't know, permanent, yeah.
That's mad. They should be. You should tell her to ask them. She's supposed to be. That's their policy. But, no way, bro. So what the hell? All you have to do is just say, flip. I'm
living a different experience. If you're at work, you get paid. My sister, obviously when she got it, they said, obviously, when she got the test, she said, oh, I'm not coming into work because I just done my test and I think my mom has it, so I think I have it, whatever. And then they said, you need to send us, when you get your results, like proof, saying that you got it, and then you'll get paid.
That's it, simple. And you get to get paid for doing nothing, so why would you not take that? What the hell?
I'd have COVID every week, literally. Because this furlough thing is sweet.
Bro, it's not fair. My friend has literally been paid this whole year.
That's my brother. Literally, they since March he's been off, and then in December they brought him back, and then lockdown. He worked for a week, and then lockdown happened. Now he's back.
So did my friend.
This is not fair. She did one shift. But do you know why I'm kind of glad? Because what if they make you redundant when you come back? All that money that they're spending, and like they're not really making any sales because they're not open most of it. So that's it.
But if you're a big company and you got all your online stuff and whatnot, it's all right, innit?
No, but
so
even
I don't
then,
even
like,
know
look
if
at
they have online though. Yeah, exactly. Top,
someone said they're closing down Oxford Street.
Online. Even the Debenhams is closing.
But Debenhams are gonna close anyways. They've just been hanging on by a thread. Like, literally.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
BHS is a throwback.
Oh my god, we used to get everything from there. Oh my days.
Debenhams literally been... I remember when I used to work for them, they were meant to close then. I don't know how they survived until now.
I saw you said the same thing about...
Hazard Fraser was meant to close, and then Mike actually bought it, so it's like, he saved it, I guess. We were in so much debt. I remember those meetings when they thought they were going to close. Like, you come in the morning shifts, the manager was just talking at a bum.
Why do they care so much, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Just so tell me to fold those clothes, I'll go fold them. I don't care about the company.
Why do they care so much?
That's why when
and
I went back...
to tell you the whole thing, like...
Yeah, I don't care. That's why when I went back to Hazard, I said, there's no way I'm working for Hazard Fraser. That's why I came back as concession. And all the other managers... Oh, yes, I got my refund back. From the shoes that I didn't win. Oh, enter a raffle for me quickly.
There's no way. I have no money.
Send it over.
My guy, see what I'm saying? No, she does every single time.
What was I saying before? Wait, the time, the video. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you haven't found it. What is it?
It's a bit late for it, though, because we'll start a conversation. We usually won't get over it in 12 minutes. Oh, it's another one of those life-deeping ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like last week's.
Henos is not a real supporter in it, so I know he hasn't, he hasn't even listened to the
Started listening to podcasts now. I only listen to motivational podcasts. I stop listening to music when I'm out. I just listen to motivational stuff. I'm trying to feed my...
Why don't you listen to us chat shit?
No, I'm going to, because I'm in this one, innit?
Of course you are.
You waste one. Nah, but do you know what? My sister was like, oh, let me, I want to listen to it. I literally just sent her the name now.
What? But does she know that? If you, you're not going to be on it yet.
Oh, no, yeah, obviously. Can't, oh, she can't find you on Spotify.
New gens together.
It comes up where you watch when I get my 2021 Spotify thing. Gonna be number one podcast, isn't it?
We have to do the we've been meaning to have a conversation with like a couple boys, a couple girls, but then
oh yeah, we can do that now.
There's 5 minutes left, bro.
What do you mean? I'm talking about for next one, not this one.
Oh, the next one. Yeah, we can. I think it's a bit easier. We have a bit more time to plan.
Well, I'm going
to
promote your thing as well.
Because we've got these topics. I'll even read them out to you. You can come and you can let me know which ones you want to be part of.
Well, you can hear him talk.
Yeah, literally, we're so clear as well. What the hell?
I would never do magic mushrooms. I don't do drugs. Same. Never even tried brownies or any sort of edibles.
I know I can't hack it. That's why I stay away from all of that. Plus, I've got a, what's the word? Addictive personality, so
it just won't go down well. Like, I don't have that.
I can't just do it once. And like, if I like it, I'm not just doing it once. Next thing you know, I have a problem, God forbid.
What about Mary? No, you do edibles, no?
Nothing, bro.
Mary does edibles?
Nah, she would, didn't it?
This is news to me, boy.
You're a joker. I've
never touched nothing, bro. You know, certain people, like, they can't believe that I haven't tried anything. It's like,
because it's just it's so normal.
And it but it's fucked. It shouldn't be. So what, you've never smoked?
Speaking about things, there's so many things that are just not normal, that are just so normalized.
Come next week.
Oh my God. Don't even.
Let me go through, as soon as you start A levels, okay, now everyone apparently is alcoholic, everyone smokes weeds, everyone they all get into that shit. And then so uni is just like times 100.
You see what I'm saying?
You can literally just do it at any time.
Yeah, a lot.
At least when you're doing A levels, like, you gotta go home, so there's certain times you can't
people move up for freedom. You know what I'm saying? They just,
that's what we've been saying.
People just move up for freedom and forget.
Forget themselves.
Yes. Do you know what? Uni, yeah.
So fucking much.
Uni is a new place. It's a place where you can like recreate yourself and be a new person, because no one knows you in it. So it just gives you a chance to just be the person you weren't before, the person you've always wanted to be.
So much fake shit.
But you don't know if it's fake or if that's how they really are.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
People,
it could be just
certain,
like,
no,
the,
certain
what they have locked away unleashed.
That's one type, and there's another type who are a certain way and they want to act out and force something that they're not.
Yeah, and then there's up to you. No, I'm gonna actually
hate that shit. Oh yeah, so let me go through my list quick before we end. Oh shit, we have to talk about eventually.
Pick up eventually.
No, I do.
What I say?
I don't know. What did you say?
Mm-hmm. So we have to talk about eventually. What's eventually?
Oh.
Is that a person?
Eventually.
Eventually?
Yeah, that's why I said that.
You said eventually?
Yeah.
I thought you said eventually.
No. We've got that whole drugs conversation to be had. Would you kill someone for
14
I hope you had the money.
Is the ride or die narrative overrated? Do women do
Depends
too much? Is it reciprocated? Does cheating reflect a lack of
relationships?
Love?
Yeah,
we are being fed and consuming bullshit. True love, fake love, polygamy. If your girl went to prison, would you stay?
I mean, it's the same concept. The guy went to prison. No,
it's different for men. It's different.
Because it would be expected of a girl.
Yeah, because you're meant to be a ride or die and all this and that. Are you staying?
If my girl went to prison. It depends, isn't it? If it's that.
She got 4 years.
No, but it depends on the relationship, though.
So it wouldn't even depend on the crime?
Wow.
Nah.
It wouldn't depend on the crime?
Nah, on the relationship for me.
Wait. And so if she committed murder.
Why did she commit murder?
Okay, wait. She's a serial killer. You understand?
Ah, but you stupid. Give her life. I said 4 years, give her life. Why would I be with a serial killer?
No, but like a psycho. Okay, forget serial killer. That's a bit extreme, obviously.
But if she killed someone because she had to kill someone, then...
No, she had to. What if she was like, she went out her way looking for someone to kill that day.
So, like, going to just... You do a little something and she got out of her way to kill you. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to be with her. No, I wouldn't wait. I would have left her before she even went in. Whilst the...
No, but what if like she's really good to you though, but she's just a psychopath?
When you went to prison, you didn't think of me, okay? So I'm not staying.
Banda, banda, sick. Banda.
No, because you expect me to wait. But when you were committing your crime, were you thinking?
Is that what? Is that your? Is that your process of thinking in terms of anything that they've done or any reason?
No, it's like, just I don't think I would stay.
For anything.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to prison for, but anyways.
4 years out of my prime. You're sick.
Yeah, but think about it this way. Imagine it this way, innit? So someone's going to prison for 4 years, yeah? Doesn't matter the crime. They've gone into prison.
It does matter the crime.
All right, cool. For what crime would you... Yeah. But you said you wouldn't... No, but I'm saying you wouldn't wait for anything. 4 years. You said you wouldn't wait. So it doesn't matter the crime.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? So this is for you, innit? So it doesn't matter the crime. They've gone in for 4 years. You're saying you wouldn't wait, yeah? But think about it this way. This is someone you loved, innit? Been with for so long. Like, they've gone to prison. That doesn't change the fact that you still love them and you only want to be with them, innit? So how are you going to just...
I hear you, but it's like kind of... It's basically a long distance relationship.
Part two?
Yeah.
It's a little teaser.
It's basically a long distance relationship. Like, even if I wanted to stay, like... It's hard.
100%, yeah.
Like, even if I want... It's not like, cool, I'm leaving. It's like, I cannot maintain a relationship like this, even if I wanted to. Like, cool, a couple... Like, maybe a couple months, I could firm it. But it gets to a point where you're like, fuck, like... And more time, these people leave prison and they, like, 4 years is a lot of time. Yeah. And a lot... Like, you change so much. Like, look at these people go to prison at the age of 18 and come out at 26. They've still got the mentality of an 18-year-old, isn't it? And you're 26, like... It's not that I would, like, I want to cut because who told you to go to prison, but it's like, I can't maintain a relationship like that, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, part two, Hannah. You have to come next week.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And we'll be here. We'll have that extra half hour.
Oh, if we could. We could have added the thing right now and finished it.
Yeah. Hopefully Mary's on time next week so we can come here on time and make use of every single minute. Because she took 20 minutes to put on trainers.
This is the lockdown motive, though.
Just saying. She called you at 5:40. You said you're putting on your trainers. But you came to us.
Here, doesn't matter because I purposely put earlier time anyways. I knew I had time.
Huh? So why make her stand at the court? So why make... And you made us...
We got here 5 minutes late because I got food.
10.
You made us stay out in the cold. That's not nice, is it? She's not even from ends.
The hell? I thought she was going to get food.
What I'm saying is, so in 2 weeks' time, we'll be on time, hopefully, because I'll be driving this time, so, yeah.
I would have preferred if we could add it now, but...
New Gen Podcast, signing out.
Why does your voice sound so clear?